This is Morning Edition. North Carolina Republicans passed a sweeping voter ID law in 2013. A lesser-known provision ended voter pre-registration for 16- and 17-year-olds. Now that the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down those 2013 restrictions, pre-registration is back. Jess Clark went to Millbrook High School in Raleigh, where one group of seniors was on a mission to get their classmates pre-registered.
Millbrook senior Olivia Saletti and two of her classmates have their arms full of blank pre-registration forms as they walk across the grassy courtyard to the other wing of the school. Their plan is to hit as many classrooms as they can during third period. When I caught up with them, Saletti tells me they had already made it to a few rooms.
Do most people decide to pre-register that you talk to?
We had one class where most of them wanted to pre-register and another where only two did, so it's kind of split.
Oh God, you're just so cool.
In an AP science class, they strike gold. Almost everyone wants to pre-register.
Do you guys want to come over here so we can like walk you through the process?
Let's do this. We're old.
Not old enough, but.
That's senior Rachel Cannon celebrating with the high five. She won't turn 18 before the November election, but she doesn't want to have to worry about registering later when she plans on being a busy college student.
This makes it easier for the future, I guess.
Her classmate, David Gilley, is in the same boat. And like most of his classmates, he didn't know that pre-registration existed or that state Republicans wrote it out of the law before the courts then reinstated it.
I actually had no idea until now. I mean, I don't understand like why it would be taken away. I think it's a smart thing because like having it like in your classroom, in a classroom setting, it helps get more people registered to vote and like gives them the opportunity to vote.
Research shows Gilley's intuition is probably right. More than 100,000 North Carolina students have pre-registered to vote since it became legal in 2009. Nationally, those numbers can have an impact on voter turnout, boosting it by as much as 5 percentage points, which, in the world of political science, is nothing to sneeze at.
It's a big deal. It is a big deal.
That's Sunshine Hillegas. She's a professor at Duke University and does research on pre-registration.
It's really hard to find electoral reforms that are effective at increasing turnout. There have been a few systematic studies that look across things like early voting and same-day registration, and pre-registration effects among young voters is one of the largest that we've really seen in terms of electoral reforms.
What's more, Hillegas says, contrary to common assumptions, pre-registration doesn't give either party a strategic advantage. She notes that by far, the majority of students who pre-register are unaffiliated and unpredictable swing voters. The real impact of pre-registration, Hillegas says, is that it's especially effective at sweeping up kids into the political system who aren't already engaged with it.
We're reaching people who are less likely to register when they come of age.
People like Millbrook senior Jonathan Locker. Locker is 18. He never had the chance to pre-register because it wasn't legal in North Carolina when he turned 16. And he hadn't planned to register until Saletti and her group walked into his classroom.
I don't have strong, beliefs in either candidate, so it's kind of like not really representing like what I want.
Do you know what your parents are affiliated as?
I could see my mother as a Democrat, and I could probably see my father as a conservative.
But you've never talked about it?
No.
Now that he's registered, Locker says he'll probably vote in this November's election. But he can't see himself voting in local elections, at least not yet. But now, thanks to Saletti and her classmates, if he decides to later, he can, without having to worry about missing a registration deadline. And after they turn 18, so can thousands of younger students who have added their names to the voter rolls this year. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.